Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager talking super fun in just a moment. Cattle producers, you're invited to be a part of the second annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Winter Policy Meeting coming Thursday, January 25th. It'll be happening at the Reed Conference Center starting at 9 a.m. It's an all-day meeting that'll provide OCA members an opportunity to consider and create policy that'll drive the organization here in 2018. For more information about the OCA Winter Policy Meeting, you can go to their website, okcattlemen.com.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
We're talking today with Scott Yeager of the National Cattlemen Beef Association's D.C. office. Scott, I know NCBA has been working and trying to help producers get their arms around this continued spat with EPA over the Superfund sites as it relates back to agriculture. And maybe kind of walk us through how we got to this point that perhaps on the 22nd of January, farmers are going to have to report to EPA on their emissions.
Here's how we got to where we are today, and just want to be sure we all remember that this is one of the few times that EPA was on our side, because in 2008, EPA crafted a regulatory exemption for agriculture, and that's so agriculture did not have to do these reports under CERCLA and EPCRA. Environmental activist groups sued the EPA and forced this bad court decision that happened in April of this year, which vacated the EPA exemption to these reporting requirements, which now means around 200,000 farmers and ranchers across the country will have to report emissions to the Coast Guard and to EPA. EPA has been trying to be helpful. They got smacked down by the D.C. Circuit Court, and now we're stuck with the bad court decision that we're having to figure out now.
So starting Monday, livestock producers all over the country have to decide if they hit the threshold or not. Scott Yeager tells us what that threshold is.
CERCLA, the Superfund law, requires reports for ammonia and hydrogen sulfide if you exceed 100 pounds per day of emissions of either of those two chemicals. So in a farm setting, that would be the poop smells, which you smell at from the manure. That's the ammonia and hydrogen sulfide. So if that exceeds that 100 pounds per day threshold, you have to report. Now, figuring that out is the hard part, because there is no federal EPA standard for agriculture to determine what their ammonia and hydrogen sulfide emissions are.
Two land grants, University of Nebraska, Texas AgriLife, have got some calculators for feedlots to tell where the threshold is for the number of animals and the amount of poop they may have. Problem is, there's nothing at all for grass-raised cattle, for cow-calf operations. Extrapolating some of the numbers out of those feedlot studies, Scott Yeager says there's a magic number for the cow-calf end of the business.
So if you've got 330 head of cattle or more, that's the University of Nebraska's estimate for head of cattle that would trigger this reporting requirement. You need to take a closer look and figure out if you need, we're telling our guys to walk through this worksheet that we have, that University of Nebraska has, and that'll help you determine whether or not you need to report.
As to what you have to report and who you have to report to, the clock theoretically starts ticking on Monday, the 22nd.
So when the mandate does issue, basically 24 hours after that, you figure out if you need to report to the Coast Guard. If you do need to report to the Coast Guard, you call them or you email them and you tell them your name, the name of your operation, the city or state that it's located in, and that you're reporting an initial report of continuous low-level emissions from the breakdown of manure of ammonia and hydrogen sulfide. That's step one. That's the call to the Coast Guard. Step two is you send a written report to your regional EPA office 30 days later. And that written report is more technical and substantive in nature, and you get that off of EPA's website. But we're working on our own streamlined form, which we'll put on our website when this mandate issues. But that report has more technical stuff. It has your estimates of what your emissions are, so you have a lower bound and an upper bound of what you think your emissions are. And you send that report to your EPA regional office. And then 1 year after that, and this is the third step, you send that same report back to your EPA regional office, and that confirms that you have a continuous and low-level emission that you're reporting. Once you do all three of those steps, Coast Guard call, 30 days later report, and then 1 year later report, you've completed your duty to report under these requirements.
NCBA Scott Yeager. By the way, their website, probably a good place to go to check as this continues to unfold, this mandate that will be likely kicking into gear on Monday. Go to beefusa.org for updates. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and the Oklahoma Farm Report.com.